Hello, I'm Julia Marchari-Alexander, Executive Director of the Walters Art Museum, and you're listening to Open Access, a monthly segment inspiring connections between you and the art on view at the Walters Art Museum. In 1987, an act of the U.S. Congress declared March as National Women's History Month. As it happens, today, March 8th, is International Women's Day, which has been celebrated worldwide for more than 100 years. Once again this March, the Walters is proud to feature events that celebrate Women's History Month, and we hope you will take the time to attend our programs that include a lecture about women artists in antiquity and a talk about prominent Baltimore civil rights leader Lillie Mae Carroll Jackson. Today, I would like to explore the history of women artists in European artistic culture before 1900. In 1971, art historian Dr. Linda Nochlin published what is now considered a groundbreaking essay entitled, Why Have There Been No Great Women Artists? Nochlin posited that if we look differently through the records of history, we would find many women artists working alongside men. And in fact, some of these women artists were celebrated in their own lifetimes, but their stories had been erased or forgotten as the history of art was written in the 19th and early 20th centuries. In 1977, Nochlin and her colleague Anne Sutherland Harris mounted a blockbuster exhibition at Los Angeles County Museum of Art that brought together a spectacular group of over 150 paintings by women artists, many of whom are now household names. When I saw this exhibition as a young girl growing up in the outskirts of Los Angeles, and in part because of this exhibition, I grew up to study the history of women in European visual culture before 1900, and these experiences now ground my work as the first woman to serve as director of the Walters Art Museum, one of Baltimore's oldest and most significant cultural institutions. Since the 1970s, many of us have become well familiar with and appreciative of the art of women artists like Mary Cassatt, Elizabeth Vigée-Lebrun, and Artemisia Gentileschi, just to name a few. But beyond these brand name women artists with whom we are familiar, there are plenty more whose names and work are little known outside of a small circle of experts. One such artist is the Italian painter Sofonisba Anguissola, whose fame spread across Europe in her own lifetime and the century that followed, but whose work was largely forgotten subsequently. Hanging on the walls of the Walters Art Museum since it opened in 1934 is one of Anguissola's masterpieces. The work is a beautiful, full-length portrait of Massimiliano Stampa, a 9-year-old boy from a noble family in northern Italy. Sofonisba, too, came from a noble family in northern Italy. Her father encouraged all 6 of his daughters to become learned in and practitioners of a broad artistic and cultural education in order to fulfill their roles as aristocratic young women. In 1577, the young Massimiliano's family commissioned Sofonisba to paint the boy's portrait to commemorate his rise to the title and position of Marquis of the town of Soncino. Sofonisba lived in a town nearby, and it is not surprising that the Stampa family chose to have one of their own social set paint the young boy's portrait. Her depiction of the boy shows him with all the trappings of his new position: elegant, expensive clothing, a sword dangling at his side, and he nonchalantly holds a fine pair of white gloves. At his feet is a sleeping dog who symbolizes the young man's fidelity to his duty, as well as his role as master of those who serve him. We can also see in this painting just why Sofonisba would become known throughout Europe in her lifetime as a painter of exceptionally sensitive portraits, especially of women and children. Here, her insightful depiction of the young man's expression, which can only be described as slightly bewildered, betrays both his pride in and his fear of his new position in society. Despite Anguissola's fame in the 16th and 17th centuries, and by the time the portrait came to the Walters in the early 1930s, its authorship by a woman had become lost. It was listed in the museum's collection originally as a portrait by a male artist, but it has since been correctly attributed to Anguissola. However, the identity of the young boy has been only recently revealed through research and technical examination. In studying the painting, the Walters curator and conservator found a partial inscription on the back of the canvas that sent them on the successful trail to find the boy's true identity. This research secured the painting's place as Sofonisba Anguissola's first major commissioned painting. You can see this painting by Sofonisba for yourself in a new installation of Renaissance painting on the fourth floor of the Walters Art Museum. And this fall, it will travel to Madrid, Spain, to be featured in a major exhibition at the Prado Museum about Anguissola and Lavinia Fontana, her contemporary. Fontana, like Anguissola, was also a successful painter in Italy in the late 1500s. Fontana herself claimed that seeing Sofonisba's work inspired her to become a painter. The Walters also has work by Lavinia Fontana, but that is a story for another day. Come see art in new ways at the Walters Art Museum, where admission is always free. More information is available on our website, thewalters.org. Open Access is produced for WYPR by the Walters Art Museum. And for the Walters, I'm Julia Marchiari-Alexander.